We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Our very freedom came under attack.
Were you in the yard with your wife and children, were working on some stage in L.A.?
The victims were in airplanes.
Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue
moms and dads,
sky,
friends and neighbors?
Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry?
We must act today in order to preserve tomorrow.
Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who
and let there be no misunderstanding?
Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble, sob for the ones left?
We're going to begin to act.
Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters?
A great people has been moved to defend a great nation.
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran.
Our military is powerful and it's prepared.
But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us. And the greatest
is love.
Ask
not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Today our nation saw evil.
Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some coal interstate.
And we responded with the best of America.
Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home?
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve.
Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep.
For the children whose worlds have been shattered.
Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages? Speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun. Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love.
These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and
even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young.
I fear no evil.
Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us.
For you are with me.
And the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran.
We'll never surrender.
But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love.
This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and
where
peace.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. good night, and God bless America.